Hey everyone, it's Kay. I guess this is the 100 followers special, even though fucking during the time between, so I wanted to upload the 100, you know, follower, Q&A on my birthday, which is today. Hooray, happy birthday to me. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm sure I won't get too many followers in that time. And you guys nearly got me to 200. I'm at like 180 right now. What the fuck? What the fuck are y'all doing? Why are you following me? I don't even understand. Anyways, sorry if I sound a little tired. And this is going to be like totally unscripted. This is just kind of a ramble. It's not, I'm not going to fucking edit this. I started a new job. I got so much shit to do today. I'm tired. Let's do this. Thanks everyone for like following me and like giving me so much positive response to what I uploaded. I'm trans, so it's been very like nice to hear people coming to me and coming and enjoying my voice and like saying that's a very good aspect of yourself, because like when I started this my voice was obviously very much deeper. I was doing this partially to like do some voice training and like we'll get into questions, you know, I will discuss this later, but I want to give you all like a big fucking thank you. I'm sorry I'm so vulgar. Here we go. Let's do some questions. Let's start with the ones on the actual like 100 follower Q&A post I made. There aren't too many, but we'll just read all of them. We got Skip the Script who asks, how did you find GWA and what made you want to make your own audios? So it's kind of a weird story. So I've always kind of been like into food as shit. To probably a not good degree, which I'm sure you can tell by the audios I've made. I'm 100% sure you can tell. So I was really into the Foodadom World subreddit. And I knew this for a long time I was into the subreddit. One day people like start posting, someone posted like, here's a list of audios that have like Fooda themes. And I'm like, huh. And this is after I had started estrogen. So my sex drive was like, garbage. Estrogen will kill your sex drive if you're on it. But I was listening to a couple like of these audios. I think it was like some by, I guess I'll shout out some fucking people here, Kinky Shibby. Let me shout out people with a much larger platform who are incredible and like have inspired me. Like Kinky Shibby, fucking Tarkus Trooper. So I kind of started listening to that, and I was like, wow, these are really good. I enjoy this. So I kind of like, I was lurking around GWA for a while. I was actually, I found GWA because I was like, it was just like direct links to the Soundgasm. They didn't link to like the Reddit thread that led them to the Soundgasm. So I was just like trying to find a way to search Soundgasm, which isn't really like a thing. I don't know if they're ever going to add that. That might be useful actually. And so I was like, wow, this is great. I love porn. Porn is good. And so after a while, I was like, you know, I wanted to do some voice training. And I thought that maybe this would be a fun way to do it. And so I first sent like a whining, you can see is like the first thing there. And Shibby actually on Twitter was asking for moaning videos to listen to at work, or moaning audios, rather. So I uploaded that, and I just sent it to them, and I was like, here you go. And then after, like, a week later, I was like, you know what? Maybe my voice does fuck. Maybe my voice fucks a little bit. And so then I did, like, my verification, and then I did the I'm Not Demon Cursed audio, which was just, you know, kind of spur of the moment. And then I'm like, you know, I could probably do one of these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, do it kind of quick, and here we are. 100 followers. 181 followers. Yeah, so I guess that's really it. It was mostly like voice training and, trying to be cool, like all the other sexy people on this fucking website. All right, the next Leah asked a bunch of questions, so thank you. You're cool. What are some of your favorite tags slash ideas to record, and what do I like listening to? So these are very two kind of two different questions, but I mean it's really one and the same. I try to record stuff that I would like to listen to because despite what my posting would say, I tend to fall a bit more on like the subby side when I do stuff. I don't know. I am more of a sub. I'm a little switchy, but I think I fall a bit more on the sub side. And so I try to record like femdom stuff. I'm really into non-con. Which, I mean, I'm sorry if that's not your thing. It's not gonna be everything I do, but hoo boy, there's. I mean, how many. So much of my shit has non-con in it. So much rape. Tag. Like, my first one was a non-con femdom thing. So, it's. That's gonna happen, and that's gonna keep happening. I'm sorry. Other tags, like, I'm really into friends to lovers or like roommates to lovers. I know I haven't done a ton of that yet, but I haven't like found a bunch of good scripts for it. I'm also into yandere stuff, that kind of goes with like the non-con femdom BDSM fucking here's my dick, suck it. Yeah. I love Fuda stuff a lot as well. Obviously, I fucking found GWA through Fuda. I'm sorry by the way about all the mouse clicking you're gonna hear in this video. I'm not going to edit this, so you're just gonna have to deal with it. I'm sorry. But yeah, Fuda stuff. I found GWA through Fuda.world, so obviously that's like a big one for me, and that's why I made a bunch of those audios. And also, kind of ties everything together, like the non-con, the femdom, all that stuff. They also asked what style of outfits make me feel most confident. So like, what makes me feel most confident, and what I actually wear is very different. Because so I work in steel manufacturing, like I cut and move steel right now. So I usually am wearing like a hoodie, a fucking sports bra, and like a t-shirt and jeans with like gloves and a hard hat. Yeah. But what I would like to wear more often is like skirts, dresses. I wear a lot of neutral colors. I really like grays, whites, and blacks on me. I think they look very good. Red is also a very good color on me. So I have like a awesome black like little number dress that I fucking love. It's got pockets. It's the goddamn best. I fucking love it. My size is a little large for most lady clothes, unfortunately, because I am not a small person. I'm fucking 6'1", bulky as shit, which is not great when you're trans. I wish I wasn't like this, but I've got tits now, so it's okay. I hope that answered the question. And the last question they asked was some of my favorite foods. I like to cook a lot, but this is always a hard question. Like, what are some of your favorite tacos? I really like tacos, chili. I like my spicy stuff. I like my peppers. I like my cayenne pepper. I like a little bit of Tabasco. Put it in my body and then let me shit it out immediately. Let's see. So those were all the questions that were on there. Some people sent more. Sorry, noises. I make noises when I'm thinking, which is fine, I'm sure, but I'm not editing this, so you get to hear my voice go deep. Ugh. Ugh. Like, oh, here we go. So this was from Career Failure on my Harpy Audio. they kind of asked a couple questions. It wasn't directly for this, but fuck it, we're already here. So they weren't asking this, but they were like, are you a voice actress, like, in real life? And obviously, no. I haven't done anything beyond porn. It's difficult for me to even do this because of, you know, I have a lot of self-confidence issues, you know, a lot of nervousness about my voice, and, you know, I'm not the most confident of people, I guess I would say, and especially about things that I find, I think, on myself are more masculine, like my voice, my body. I don't tend to put that out as much, if that makes sense. So I haven't really, like, even tried out for voice acting. People say I should. I run Dungeons & Dragons games a lot, and I just, you know, I feel like I wouldn't be able to make it in that type of, in that non-pornographic world, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense at all. I don't think I would actually do very well. And maybe that's not true. Maybe I'd do just fine. But, like, I don't know. Let's see. I know I had some questions, just in my... Ooh, here's one, from my private messages. Are you more so a fan of sweet or rough and degrading things? I like to keep my femdom kind of, like, sweet a little bit. In my day-to-day life, I guess I'm a little more, like, into degradation. I like being degraded a little bit. But I'm not, like, I don't know. I'd like someone to be nice to me once in my life. No, that's not true. I have a very, very good support structure. Don't worry about... Matt, this is wound up being a very sad 100 subscribers, 100 followers special. I'm sorry, everybody. Oh, God. Oh, what is my life? Yeah, I don't know. Let me just look up, like, list of questions. List of questions. Like, a get-to-know-you type of thing. There's 100. I'll do a couple of these. We'll find out. Oh, here's a good one. What would you change about yourself? If I could, I would change my genitals. And my body. I'd just change what body I exist in. That would be very nice. I guess that's probably everyone's trans thing. I don't know. This is dumb. I'm not actually going to do this. Well, I guess this was kind of... this is kind of a shitty type of thing. But again, I want to, like, thank everyone for your crazy, crazy amounts of support. It's been a weird journey for sure, but I'm glad you're all here with me, and I hope you're gonna stick with me for what's to come. I guess that's it. Happy birthday to me, everyone. I'll see you at, I don't know, 1,000 followers? I don't know if we're going to get there. It seems like we're getting there faster than I thought we would. I don't even know what I'll do then. Maybe I'll do, like, a fucking ramble fap where I don't know. I'll do something. Anyways. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.